Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The North Carolina Percussive Arts Society Day of Percussion rolls into the Triad on Saturday, March 31st, with clinics and performances all day long. The Day of Percussion culminates with the final concert at 7:30 in Watson Hall on the University of North Carolina School of the Arts campus. Outstanding college and high school percussion ensembles from across the state, acclaimed soloists, and Philidor Percussion Group with Chris Keaton will perform a wide variety of music, and world-class clinicians will cover a broad spectrum of topics. You'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. President-elect of the Percussive Arts Society, chamber and orchestral music performer, and UNCSA and Wake Forest University instructor John Beck dropped by WFDD to talk about it. So, John, Percussive Arts Society, big group. Tell me about it. What is it?
It's our professional music organization. It was started in 1960 in the Midwest Band and Orchestra Clinic by a group of 14 percussionists who were frustrated that there were no percussion specialty programs. Very few universities had percussion teachers, and they decided that they would form their own group to move percussion education forward. And it's grown. This is our 50th anniversary year, and we have 7,000 members now.
They did their job. It seems like today, lots of avenues for percussion in terms of education.
Absolutely. In the 1960s, it was pretty much orchestrally based, bands and orchestras. It's grown to world music, steel drums, marimba specialists, jazz vibes, drum set. It just covers the spectrum. Anything you can hit, strike, shake, or rub is a percussion instrument, so we really run the spectrum.
Is this something you can grab and just immediately you get results?
Well, that's the fun thing, is anybody can make a sound on a percussion instrument. It takes years of study to make a great artistic sound, but there's an immediate connection with the instrument, and that's why it's so easy to connect with people using drums and percussion. Healthfield is full of drum circles and groups that are using drums for healing. It's just a wonderful avenue that we're just now beginning to understand.
I want to go to the other end of the spectrum before we dive into this Day of Percussion. Could you go to the discipline, the technique involved, and just, I use the triangle as an example because that's an instrument that most people are familiar with. What all is involved in playing it the right way in an orchestral setting, say?
Well, we have all different kinds of triangles. Each one makes its own unique sound, and the set of overtones is unique to each. So what we do is try to select a beater, a metal rod, and the right spot in the triangle to activate the right set of overtones. If you hit it on the side, you get a very pure tone. And if you hit it at a 45-degree angle, you can excite all kinds of overtones by the way the instrument's vibrating. So that's what we search for in that one simple note, is the biggest spectrum of overtones we can get.
Yeah. See, I just love stuff like that. I'm sure the same for the snare drum and the bass drum. Where do you hit it? What kind of beater do you choose? What part of the drum do you hit?
In an orchestra, we have lots of time to sit and think while we're counting rests, and that's what we think about. How can I make the very best sound in those few notes that I have? Getting my students involved in the resources of PAS is a very valuable part of my teaching. So they're all members, and they all search our databases. We've got 50 years of publications that they can search through on articles and research. And there's a whole social network involved as well, you know, an online e-community that you can ask an expert a question, post something online, and you get all kinds of responses.
Oh, that's perfect. The Day of Percussion is kind of sort of a microcosm of that in terms of all that you're offering. Could you get into some specifics, the masterclass scenario or the performances? There's lots and lots going on throughout the day.
Well, this year we're taking advantage of having two guest artists in the state. They're doing a percussion festival at UNC Pembroke, where our state chapter president, Tracy Wiggins, teaches. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to come up here the next day, Ben Toth and Eugene Kuczynski, and they have a duo that they're traveling around with. They're currently on tour. Tony Artemisi is a drum set specialist from Winston-Salem State. Colin Tribby, another local guy, he's going to bring his West African drumming group from Paisley Middle School. Scott Pollard plays with the North Carolina Symphony, also was with Buffalo and the Ataka Percussion Group. He is going to do an accessories percussion clinic, triangles, cymbals, tambourine, all the little stuff that we talked about. And then the evening concert is going to conclude with a tribute performance to the oldest teacher in the state who just retired from UNC at Chapel Hill. That's Lynn Glassick. He's a composer and a percussionist. And Nathan Daughtry, the percussion teacher at High Point University in Greensboro, native, is going to conduct his world premiere of a percussion ensemble that he dedicated to Lynn. Lynn's been involved in PAS for a long time, and we'd like to pay tribute to our elder statesman, if you will.
Sure. And I guess if we could just briefly speak to the quality of these different performers and educators, because, for example, I know Tony Artemisi was a successful session drummer in Nashville for years before coming here. I mean, phenomenal drum set performer.
Absolutely. He brings a wealth of experience in the pop and gospel world. He's also composed a piece based on the text from The Erl King. And so he's got a performance art piece for spoken word and drum set that he's going to be presenting, in addition to some fundamental things on drum set.
And Colin Tribby, a good example of how percussion and education in schools now, it's a really integral part of it. When I was a kid, that was not the case. It's really come a long ways.
Colin is a classical percussionist who has degrees from both UNCSA and the Eastman School of Music, and he also studied some at Juilliard. When he came back to the area and got involved in public school teaching, he brought West African music to East Don Elementary and got a community drumming group started there. The kids loved it. He's now at the middle school level, and he's reached out to a whole group of kids that were interested in band but have a much better connection with drumming. It's a more popular music style. And he's had the group play at arts festivals. He does wonderful work with them. And the kids almost take over the group. They all know the stories behind the songs and dances. And Colin's just a part of the group. He teaches them, but when they play, the kids are really the show.
Yeah, Colin has a unique gift. I remember when I first moved to Winston-Salem, I managed the youth orchestras, and he would be a clinician for sectionals. And the kids, you could see it in their eyes. You can't fake that kind of connection he had with the kids.
Yeah, he genuinely loves that connection, and drumming is an easy way to make it.
Percussion ensemble, I mean, it can vary, right? Obviously, the instrumentation depending on the piece, but are there standard elements of a percussion ensemble, things that have to be in place for it to be an official ensemble?
Not really. Uh-huh. Anything with a collection of percussion or percussion instruments and other instruments are part of the percussion ensemble. The ensemble coming from High Point University is playing a piece with saxophone and percussion orchestra. We'll have ensembles that play kind of a traditional melody, marimba, vibraphone, bells, chimes, and percussion accompaniment. That style, we have a group playing Frank Zappa's Black Page from Appalachian State, and it really runs the spectrum. A group playing a piece based on Steve Reich's clapping music.
Oh, great. That's a tough piece to play.
It is.
You've got ensembles coming from all over the state.
We send out invitations to everybody, and you know, obviously with state funding the way it is, we're really pleased that we can have groups from East Carolina, Western Carolina, App State, Fayetteville State, UNC Pembroke, UNCG is coming. Unfortunately, my group can't play because they're going to be busy moving instruments all day back and forth between all these concerts and clinics.
Percussive Arts Society President-elect, soloist, clinician, and educator John Beck. The North Carolina Percussive Arts Society Day of Percussion comes to the University of North Carolina School of the Arts campus on Saturday, March 31st. It'll begin with a 9 a.m. concert by the East Carolina University Percussion Ensemble in Watson Hall, and it culminates there with a final concert at 7:30 by Philidor Percussion Group, a world premiere, and more. The entire day is free for PAS members, $5 for students, and parents accompanying their child get in for free. You'll find links with more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.